This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. It's time to take the relay of national amateur radio news from VK1WIA.
This week, discussion point with Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, editor-in-chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, WIA director, VK2TSG, Stephen Green, and the new kid on the block. He's just turned 10. Obtained his foundation license, as of tomorrow, I think it's called the foundation qualification, and that's VK2COD. Plus, much more in this edition of News from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB. We'll be kicking it off with Discussion Point, then AR Magazine's editor, and then WIA Director Stephen Green.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Tomorrow is the day that licence fees are no longer required as the class licence regime comes into force. There is still some confusion about how certain matters will be dealt with under this new framework, but it seems that the ACMA has been quite assiduous in following up on detail. It remains to be seen if we will end up with the regulations spelled out in plain language for everyone to understand, not just public servants.
This is Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH. Once again, I have to speak to you seriously. Last Wednesday, with my heart in my mouth, I was preparing to tell you all the sad news that Amateur Radio Magazine, as we all know and love it, with all its charms and occasional flaws, had come to an end. That the issue you have just received or bought was to be the last. In my piece 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that there was a hiccup, an unforeseen circumstance holding up issue one, and that after some particular efforts were exerted, the issue rolled off the press and the hiccup was averted. However, hardly a week had passed and the remains, or the echo of, that old hiccup threatened to derail the continued publishing of Amateur Radio Magazine. The hiccup came from a surprising quarter. Nevertheless, a cure for the hiccup was applied, thanks to the stalwart efforts of the Publications Committee, and disruption was, once again, averted. Take a big breath. Thank goodness there will be no repeat this year of the debacle of 2020 that you will recall, when issue 2 was not published until August, a 5-month delay. And with the grateful cooperation of our printer, members then got each issue month by month until all 6 were completed. Incidentally, this saved the Institute from getting into trouble with the consumer protection laws. So, the good ship Amateur Radio Magazine sails on, with all its charms and occasional flaws. Nobody's perfect. Look in the mirror. Amateur Radio Magazine, Volume 92, 2024. More guts, less gab. Proudly produced and printed in Australia. I'm Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
Hello, this is Stephen Green, VK2TSG, one of your national WIA directors, with this week's board comment. Amateur Radio Magazine for January-February is now available in newsagents. Members should also be receiving these in the post. As I have mail redirection from my postbox turned on, which is quite slow, I ran out for a copy to look at the quality of the publication, which the board have been looking at recently. We're happy to see there's been several improvements in the paper stock. According to the feedback from this issue, we're quite happy with the changes that are being made. We'd like to keep improvements on the up and up, so if you have any comments, please let us know. On the 19th of this month, upcoming this week, the class license will be in effect, and the Australian Maritime College has closed amateur radio services in preparation for the change. From the 19th, please direct any queries regarding licensing to the ACMA. Many clubs have delayed classes due to this change, and my own club is restarting in April with foundation classes. 2024 is already moving at an amazing pace, with many clubs returning to normal operation in February. My club is this weekend holding a strategy meeting to make sure that we are covering all the bases for the upcoming year. Perhaps your club could do this too, and also let the WIA board members in your state know how we can best support you. Which rings a bell. Nominations for WIA awards close at the 31st of March. Why not nominate a member of your club or a friend for one of these? Take a look at the website for more information. This has been Stephen, VK2TSG.
Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. Now, Qantas Wise 2024. On now, the AWL DXCW Qantas, February 17, 18. He's only the 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. New Zealand's Jock White Memorial Field Day will be next weekend, 24-25 February. AWLDX phone contest March 2 and 3. He's only the 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. IAAUHF World Championship July 13-14. Trans-Tasman Loping Contest July 21st. This contest is another official WIA contest and will count towards the Peter Brown Contest Champion Awards. August 17-18, Remembrance Day Contest. This contest commemorates the Australian amateurs who died during World War II and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. 44th ALARA Contest, and this ALARA Contest is always held on the last full weekend of August. Eligibility? All licensed operators throughout the world are invited to participate. Scout and Girl Guide groups are encouraged to take part using their club's equipment and call sign. Wilds work everyone. OMs work Wilds only. Contest. Combined phone and CW run over 24 hours. Starts. Saturday, 25th of August, 2024 at 0600 hours UTC. Ends. Sunday, 26th of August, 2024 at 0559 hours UTC. Suggested frequencies. All HF bands except 160 metres and WIAA bands. Contacts made on EchoLink will also be accepted. DX window to the world. In a bit of help in the DX world, ARNSW members are invited to the first in a series of HF antenna presentations on Sunday the 25th of February 2024 at VK2WI Dural. This event at 10 a.m. will feature presentations of interest for all levels of expertise. It's a chance to gain insights into portable operation techniques, learn strategies to improve your home station setup, engage with practical demonstrations led by experienced operators, connect with specialists ready to provide assistance and advice. Reserve your spot now by emailing events at arnsw.org.au. Madagascar, Eric F6ICX is QRV as 5R8IC from St. Marie Island until March 31. Activities on 40 to 10 metres using mainly CW. QSL to home call, which again is F6ICX. Samoa. Operators YT1AD, YU3AA, UA9OLY, NRC90 will be QRV as 5W8A, 5W0AA, 5W0LY and 5W0RC, respectively until Monday, 19th February, 10th to 19th. Activity on the HF bands, QSL to home calls. Tonga, Bob, W7YAQ, NL, K7AR, QRV as A31DK and A31DL, respectively, from Nuku'alofa until February 27. Activity will be on the HF bands. QSL Varelo 2W. Easter Island. On the wireless is CB0ZA from Robinson Crusoe Island until February 24 on 160 to 6 metres, including 60 metres, using CW, SSB, RITI and FT8 in the expedition mode. QSL via N200. Spain. AO100 Radio is on the air all February in celebration of World Radio Day, which was last Tuesday, February 13, and the 100th anniversary of the start of regular radio broadcasting in Spain. QSZ.com for details. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1WIA News for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. VK2WI provides this news bulletin on a range of frequencies from 160 metres through to 23 centimetres, along with relays via many regional VHF and UHF repeaters. We thank the operators of these systems for their time and effort. This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
Now, International News with Jason, Victor Kilo 2, Lima Alpha Whiskey.
Hello. International News with thanks to IARU, RSGB, RAC, ARRL, NZART, EHAM, Amateur Radio Newsline, ICQ Podcast, RadioWorld.com, Hackaday and the worldwide sources of the WIA. Straight into some good news first. Since January the 4th, the broadcasting station KTWR from Guam on 9900 and 9910 kHz ceased sending secondary transmissions on the 30-metre band 10124 and 10134 kHz. The German society DARC IARUMS National Coordinator Daniel Delta Lima 3 Romeo Tango Lima had involved the German Federal Network Agency BNetzA for the purpose of issuing an international complaint. Now the bad news. Transmissions of the Australian Jindalee Operational Radar Network were often received on the 30-metre band, particularly in Europe. Two arrested after theft of copper from destroyed radio tower. Two people have been arrested in Texas in connection with the theft of copper from a radio tower in Oklahoma last month. The Choctaw County Sheriff said that the two were identified by scrapyard employees in Texas, where one day after the 15th January incident, they tried to sell copper wiring from the coax line. Authorities said that the Payne Media Group, the broadcast station's owner, was contacted and confirmed that the copper had come from the tower of KITX, a 50,000-watt station serving southeast Oklahoma and northeast Texas. The station has been live streaming and operating with limited broadcast range following the destruction of the tower. Its guy wires had been cut and its backup generator also was destroyed. In the Caribbean, Australian-made goods are synonymous with quality. For emergency management teams tasked with saving lives and property, quality is the key. And that's why they're choosing Barrett Communications. The island nations of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Tobago, as well as the region-wide Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, have all turned to Barrett Communications HF radios and equipment. CDEMA, based in Barbados, is made up of 19 participating states. In 2021, CDEMA purchased HF radio equipment and accessories, as well as the supply of an HF base station transceiver and supporting accessories from Barrett Communications. Beyond radio, the Caribbean has turned to Australian-made goods for other emergency response systems. Australian shipbuilder Austal has for more than a decade delivered a total of 13 ferries and Coast Guard patrol vessels to Trinidad and Tobago. Potential for Canada to ban SDR devices. Over concerns of devices such as the Flipper Zero that can record and replay wireless signals used for remote keyless entry in cars, Public Safety Canada is proposing a ban of such devices that would include software-defined radios, SDR. Pursuing all avenues to ban devices used to steal vehicles by copying the wireless signals for remote keyless entry, such as the Flipper Zero, which would allow for the removal of those devices from the Canadian marketplace through collaboration with law enforcement agencies. Flipper Zero has requested evidence that their devices have been used in criminal activity, suggesting there's currently none. 100 new DAB Plus transmitters across France. Throughout 2023, network operator TDF worked to deploy 100 new DAB Plus transmitters at 70 sites across mainland France. Through this effort, more than 55% of French citizens have access to DAB Plus digital radio signals, and more than 550 radio stations broadcast using the technology in the country. TDF is now currently focused on the second phase of deploying the M1 and M2 national multiplexes, which carry 13 services. Since October, TDF has brought online 44 DAB Plus transmitters. This second phase, which brings DAB Plus reception to new motorways across the country, is scheduled for completion in the first quarter of 2024. Qualifying CubeSats from developing nations will be able to get a free ride into space under a new agreement signed last month between the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs and ExoLaunch. The Berlin-based company known as ExoLaunch Agreement is part of the Access to Space for All program that opens the door to space for countries that might not otherwise have such access, and presents opportunities for the next generation in developing countries to put their STEM education to work with an eye towards pursuing a space-related career. For VK1 WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1 WIA News for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. A bulletin of news compiled by Amateur Radio New South Wales follows this bulletin from VK1 WIA. VK2 WI News has coverage throughout Southeast Australia, and clubs, groups and individuals are invited to contribute content by email to news@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2 WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1 WIA National News.
Now, special interest group news with Col, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in this week's Worldwide Special Interest Group News, it's Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, Parks on the Air and other adventure groups. East meets West, or does it? New Sota Group is growing for West Malaysian hams. Barely 6 weeks old, the West Malaysia Sota Association is growing its membership and encouraging hams to join if they're interested in chasing or activating mountain summits as a portable operation. This West Malaysia Sota Association, launched on the 1st of January, does not include two Malaysian states that belong to the East Malaysia Sota Association. The association's manager, Piju, 9M2PJU, is the Malaysian coordinator for communication with other SOTA organisations, and his role is to ensure Malaysian SOTA ops follow all relevant regulations and standards. Piju said that the West Malaysia region has 373 summits. Bonuses will be given to hams who activate during the monsoon season and during other harsh weather conditions. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. Virgin Galactic has temporarily halted its operations after a small part, an alignment pin, unintentionally detached from the mothership of its rocket-powered spaceplane during the Galactic 06 space tourism flight on January 26. The company assured that the parts lost did not compromise the mission's safety. The alignment pin is, however, crucial for pre-flight procedures, ensuring the spaceship aligns with the mothership. The Federal Aviation Administration will conduct a mishap investigation requiring Virgin Galactic's final report and corrective actions approval before resuming flights. Speaking of flights, Mars Ingenuity helicopter flies into history books. Ingenuity has ended its mission after 72 flights on Mars in 3 years, way beyond its original goal of 5 flights in 30 days. After a successful marathon mission to demonstrate powered, controlled flight on another planet, Ingenuity sustained rotor damage, but the helicopter leaves us with an impressive list of accomplishments and a strong legacy. Still on space news, ongoing efforts persist in a bid to resolve the critical computer glitch affecting NASA's Voyager 1, the most distant human-made object in space, which has experienced disrupted telemetry data transmission since the 14th of November. The glitch impacting the flight data subsystem has prevented access to vital information regarding the spacecraft's propulsion, power and control systems. Suzanne Dodd, Voyager Project Manager, acknowledges the severity of the situation emphasising the urgency of addressing the issue due to Voyager 1's age and declining nuclear battery power. NASA remains resolute in its commitment to resolving the issue and ensuring the continued success of the historic Voyager 1 mission. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, AF-016, Reunion. Terry FY-4JI is active on various bands as FR-4AV from Reunion Island, AF-016, until March 11. QSL via EA-5GL. AF-057, Borut, S-53BV is active from Nosy Be Island as 5R-8BV from February 17th to March 3rd on 80 and 40 metres CW and SSB. He has a full-size vertical on the beach, but it will be a holiday-style activity. QSL via home call S53BV, and club log is updated daily. NA-056, Isla de la Juventud will see a nine-man Cuban team known as the Pirates DX Group, active from Isla de la Juventud, NA-056, as T-44DX, March 21-25, on HF and VHF bands using various modes. The safest QSL route would be Logbook of the World, or maybe a Russian QSL manager, RW6HS. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Scouting. JOTA is always the third weekend in October, so mark it in your calendar, stick a note on the fridge or scroll it on the wall. Well, maybe not on the wall, but record it now so you don't forget. Sacramento Girl Scouts have built a ham radio to talk to astronauts. A team of Girl Scouts have tested out their ham radio equipment in East Sacramento, which they built in partnership with the River City Amateur Radio Communications Society to talk with astronauts on the International Space Station. The group was one of 11 educational institutions selected in the USA for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration STEM program. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Youngsters on the Air, YOTA. And I would normally introduce Alec, VK2MV, for this segment. However, on this occasion, another family member has some news. VK2COD explains.
Thank you, Cole. My name is Alan and I am Alec's younger brother. I have just earned my foundation license when I was 9 years old. I have just turned 10. The day after my 10th birthday, I received my call sign, VK2COD. It is good to be an amateur radio operator now. I saw my brother and my dad, VK2LP, operating a station, and that gave me the will to get my own license. I have been studying for about a year now, and I have finally have it. As a Yoda, I plan on operating parks with my dad and doing radio stuff at scout camps with my brother. I am a Cub Scout, and it is good to have a radio badge on my uniform now. Hopefully, I will make contact with you soon. For VK1 WIA National News, I am Alan, VK2COD in Sydney.
Thank you, Alan, and huge congratulations from the WIA News team on obtaining your amateur license. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, video. A reminder to view WIA News on ATV or YouTube. tinyurl.com/WIA-news-videos. That link is a video version of this news compiled by VK5BD Bevan. A tad quick to write that down? No problem. There's a link in the text edition of this news broadcast and in the news section at wia.org.au, or simply search YouTube for VK5BD. And that wraps up the segment for me for this week. Till next time, stay safe. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
2024, it's a date. Clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. Details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website, wia.org.au, and that website includes email addresses and website links. In VK2, HF Antenna Day, put on by Amateur Radio New South Wales, February 25 at Dural. In VK4, Redcliffe and District's Redfest, April 6. In VK4 again, but it's for all of VK. It's the WIA AGM, May 4 to 5 in Bundaberg. Again in VK, right across VK, National Volunteer Week. It happens Monday 20 to Sunday the 26th of May 2024. It's where we come and thank everybody that volunteers. And I tell you what, we've got a lot of volunteers here at the WIA. In VK5, Amateur Radio Experimenters Group, Radio and Electronic Sale. Saturday, October 26, 10 a.m, David Roche Park at Kilbourne. And wrapping up the year in VK3, Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17 at Eastbourne Primary School, Allambie Avenue at Rosebud. Now, till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
And thanks to Graham and the WIA National News Team. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your human non-artificial intelligence announcer this morning, Brad, VK2NMZ. And in engineering is Stuart, VK2BMX. The weather here is foggy and very humid, with a temperature of around 25 degrees Celsius. Rainfall at the VK2WI site over the last week was 9 millimetres. Our transmitter status is okay. This news bulletin is also streamed live on our website at arnsw.org.au.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. 2010 marked 100 years of organised amateur radio activity in Australia. It was in March 1910 that a meeting held in Sydney evolved into the WIA, the world's oldest national amateur radio society. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
In the news this week from Amateur Radio New South Wales, we would like to thank those members that have responded to our recent calls to volunteer. We still need volunteers for the VK2WI roster and are also seeking expressions of interest from members interested in remote roles. Contact the office or email to news@arnsw.org.au for more information about positions available. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 944 0123. VK2WI News has now resumed both morning and evening news bulletins. Tonight's bulletin from 7:30 p.m. includes part 2 of our technical feature series on DMR. VK2WI News bulletins are also relayed through a network of regional repeaters, and we would like to thank these clubs for their continued support of our news service. Some of these clubs also arrange to take callbacks for us at the end of the bulletin, but if callbacks are not taken on your relay outlet, you can let us know directly by email to callbacks@arnsw.org.au. We would like to hear from you. And we have the HF Antenna Day. Starting our presentation program for 2024, members are invited to the first of a two-part HF antenna presentation. It starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday, the 25th of February 2024. That's next weekend here at VK2WI Dural. The event will feature presentation of interest for all levels of expertise and a range of specialist presenters. It's an opportunity to gain insights into portable operation, learn techniques and strategies to enhance your home station, and connect with specialists eager to assist and guide others. The event is catered, and the RSVPs are essential for seating and catering purposes. We will not be able to admit walk-ins on the day. Now, there are still a few seats left, so reserve your spot now by emailing events@arnsw.org.au, including your name, call sign and contact information. And please note, the very important bit is the RSVP cutoff is strictly on Tuesday, the 20th of February. Submissions made after that date would not be accepted. Part 2 of the HF antenna presentation will be on Sunday, the 28th of April, with further topics and presenters sharing their experience. That's events@arnsw.org.au for a day of practical learning about the world of HF antennas from 10 a.m. on Sunday, the 25th of February. And that was advised by Al, VK2OK, Event Coordinator for ARNSW. The ARNSW 2024 AGM. The 2024 AGM of Amateur Radio New South Wales will be a hybrid meeting, both online and here at VK2WI Dural on Saturday the 13th of April. At each AGM, either four or five board members stand down and are eligible for re-election depending on the year. To be eligible to be a board member, the Constitution requires that you have been a member of ARNSW for a minimum of the past three consecutive years, as must be your proposer and seconder. As you are standing to become a board member of a registered company, you will be required to obtain a director ID upon election if you don't already have one. This year, we have five board members standing down. Now, while all are eligible for re-election, some may choose not to re-nominate. So, if you are an eligible member, please consider nominating for the board. Bring your skills and passion for amateur radio to help ARNSW continue to evolve and grow into the future. There's a link to the nomination form on the homepage of the ARNSW website. Nominations close 42 days prior to the AGM at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 2nd of March 2024. This is also the closing date for submissions of any special resolutions to be put to the members at the AGM. Note that if you are sending an item or nomination by mail, please post them in time to arrive by Friday the 1st of March. And that was from 7-3, Eric, VK2VE, Secretary of Amateur Radio New South Wales. Now we have the weekly solar and geophysical report. This report takes a brief look at the expected space weather conditions over the next few days, and in particular, events that might affect radio propagation conditions. Our regular weekly solar and geophysical report and solar flux index update can be heard on tonight's VK2WI Evening News. Now, data in this report is supplied with thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Now, solar activity was at R3 levels on Friday with an X2.5 flare from active region AR3576. Followed by a minor proton flux enhancement, reaching 6.6 PFU. This region was also responsible for M1 and M3 flares, but has now rotated off the visible solar disk. There are currently seven numbered active regions on the visible solar disk, but more currently appear larger or magnetically complex. There is a chance of R1 activity for the next few days, and 10 cm solar flux index should be around 160. No significantly Earth-directed CMEs have been observed. A far-side CME directed southward was observed on Friday, although modelling suggests only a slight chance of grazing to the top of the Earth's magnetosphere late Monday. Okay, a CME resulted from Friday's X2.5 flare, but this is unlikely to have a significant Earthbound component. Now, geomagnetic conditions in the Australian and Antarctic regions were quiet on Friday and Sunday and are expected to remain quiet until Monday. Now, HF propagation saw MUFs enhanced 15% across the South Australian region on Friday. Minor shortwave fadeouts were observed during local daytime on Friday. And I can't even pronounce that word. Scintillation? I think that's right. Was observed at Darwin and Weipa late Friday evening. The MUFs are expected to be near predicted monthly values to 15% enhanced over the next few days. And a T index of around 145 is expected. Above the monthly predicted value of 108, and minor shortwave fadeouts are possible.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, the office telephone number is 02 9651 1490, which usually goes to the message bank. This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
Wyson News. Wyson is supporting Dementia Australia's Memory Walk and Jog events throughout 2024. Yesterday, we supported the event near Jervis Bay. Operators are now being sought for the following event in the ACT on next Sunday, the 25th, and next month in Cronulla and Penrith. The memory walks are great starter events for new or rusty Wyson members as they take only a couple of hours. Wyson also provides the radios for these events, so you don't even need to bring your own gear. Why not give one a go? You'll find a link to the events list in the text edition of this news. Wyson has a meetup here at Dural on the first Sunday of every month. For the next one on the 3rd of March, several rural fire service units have been invited along to bring their operational comms vehicles so we can see how they stack up against our own VRA-62. We're also looking for inspiration for VRA-62's successor, currently in early planning. To participate in any Weissen event or just find out more about how you can use your amateur radio skills to benefit the community, you can email weissen.ops@vrarescue.org. That's weissen.ops@vrarescue.org. Weissen Nets take place every Sunday evening using FM voice, DMR, P25 or HF voice depending on the week. All Weissen members and other amateurs are welcome to call in. Tonight, the 6 p.m. net will be on the Kurrajong 70-centimeter FM repeater, 439.825 megahertz and a 91.5 hertz tone with net controller VK2WIB. And the 6:30 p.m. net will be on HF on or near 7110 kilohertz lower sideband. Net controller VK2WIZ will announce the call-in sequence and other information. Weissen New South Wales is a support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales, specializing in tactical radio communications. In between activations, Weissen supports local community events. These provide practical training for members and help raise the public profile of amateur radio. To find out more, check out the Weissen New South Wales website at nsw.weissen.org.au. That's nsw.weissen.org.au. Weissen is also on Facebook and on X. There you can find photos and information about recent and upcoming Weissen activities. Links are in the text edition of this news. For information about other Weissen groups around Australia, visit the web at weissen.org.au.
And thank you, Richard. Now we mosey on over to club news. Now we start this week from news from the Westlakes Amateur Radio Club. I bet you were thinking I was going to say Oxley. This year is the 60th anniversary of Westlakes and their first regular car boot sale for 2024. Now that's next weekend on Saturday the 24th of February, and it is at the club grounds at number 6A York Street, Taralba, starting at 8 a.m. Now you can set up a stall at no charge, but bring your own table. There'll also be a barbecue and hot and cold drinks available, and a raffle as well, and all are welcome. Now, Westlakes has several on-air nets each week, and details are a little later on in the bulletin. And that was advised by Barry, VK2QG, for the Westlakes Amateur Radio Club. Now, I've got the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. Now, the club's next meeting is The club's next meeting is the March General Meeting at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 2nd of March at the SES building in Port Macquarie. Now, the club's very popular 2024 calendar will be available at all upcoming club gatherings. And the next Foundation License Training and Assessment Weekend will be held once the new arrangements with ACMA are in place. Now, candidates for the Foundation License and for assessments for all grades of license can register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. Now, there are two club nets each week. The midweek net starts from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9 a.m. Sunday mornings, and both are on the VK2 RPM 2-meter repeater on 146.7 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz subaudible tone for access, and also on Echolink as VK2 RPM-R. Now, members and visitors are encouraged to participate in the club on-air nets as often as possible. Now, for more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, you can visit the website at orarc.org. Now, this site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. Now, the 2024 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online, and past issues are on the website as well. The club is also on Facebook. You can just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And that was from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. For written contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, you can email office@arnsw.org.au or mail to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
And we've got news from the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Now, the club rooms at Kurrajong are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. And as always, members and visitors are most welcome. The monthly show and tour will be held next Saturday. They bring something interesting along to share with other members, or instead bring some some pictures we can display. Now, the Wyong Field Day will be on the 5th of May at the Wyong Musical Theatre Company premises on the corner of the Pacific Highway and North Road, Wyong. More information as it comes to hand. At the VK2 RAG Summersby repeater site, the 6-metre repeater, D-Star, RadNet DMR and 2-metre EchoLink, 70-centimetre and 23-centimetre analogue repeaters are all fully functional. And the Weisen UHF MMDVM is still having problems. The Summersby Web SDR is online at websdr.ccarc.org.au and it's configured to listen on 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres. Now, the club's regular morning T-Net wound up this week. It was started by Bob, VK2 AOR, during the start of the COVID pandemic as a way for people to keep in touch. And the club wishes to express its deep gratitude to Bob and the efforts he has put in to keep the net running. The club's weekly net continues on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. It's on the VK2 RAG 2-metre repeater on 146.725MHz with a 91.5Hz subaudible tone, and also on the CCARC NSW and Ham EchoLink conference servers. And it's also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. Now, you can find out more about the CCARC, including information on upcoming social events and all the details we can't tell you about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au or by phone on 02-4340-2500. Or via social media, you can search for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. And remember to like to follow for updates. 7-3 from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Now we've got the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Now the club's regular monthly meetings are on the first Friday of the month at 7:30 p.m. And the next meeting is on the 1st of March at the club rooms at number 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook in the Blue Mountains, and doors open from 7 p.m. The club rooms are open twice a month from around 10 a.m. on the morning of the first and third Saturdays, unless otherwise noted on the club's Facebook page. Visitors and prospective new members are always welcome. Now, the club has several weekly nets, and we have details in Activities on the Air later in this bulletin, and a new net time, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on the first and third Sunday of the month. The net is on the club's 6-metre repeater and on the 70-centimetre repeater on the second and fourth Sunday. Now, the club's foundation classes resume in April, and upgrade classes start on the 21st of February and continue on Wednesday nights, both on Zoom and in person at the Glenbrook Club Rooms. With a 98% pass rate, the club's courses and exam days do fill up quickly. Please contact the club secretary, Irene, VK2VAN, via email to secretary@bmarc.org for class dates to register or for more information. Now, for more information about the club, more information about the club can be found on the website at www.bmarc.org. And that was brought to you by Stephen, VK2TSG, President of the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Now we move over to the Manly Warringah Radio Society. And now, with news from the Manly Warringah Radio Society, here's Stuart, VK2SKY.
This Wednesday is lecture night at the Society, when Colin, VK2JCC, will talk about radio operations on board HMAS Vampire. As many of you will know, Colin leads a team of amateurs who operate VK2VMP from the Vampire's HF Communications Centre and who talk to visitors about the ship and about amateur radio. Vampire is moored at the Australian National Maritime Museum at Darling Harbour in Sydney. If you'd like to join the fun and operate from a Royal Australian Navy warship, come along on Wednesday to find out more about it. Last month's lecture, Using LTSpice to Simulate Oscillators and Filters, is now up on the club's YouTube channel, VK2MB TV. A link is in the text edition of this news. The club's centennial year wraps up on Sunday, so it's your last chance to work the special event call sign VI100MB. Keep an ear out. The Manly Warringah Radio Society meets every Wednesday evening at the First Terry Hills Guides Hall, Beltana Avenue, Terry Hills. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, and visitors are always welcome. If you need directions, call in on the club's 2-metre repeater on 146.875 or check the club website for details. The website address is mwrs.org.au. The club is also on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Just search for the club call sign, Victor Kilo 2 Mike Bravo. 7-3 from me, Richard, VK2SKY, for the Manly Warringah Radio Society.
And thanks very much there, Richard. Okay, now we've got the Waverley Amateur Radio Society. Now, the February Project Day saw about a dozen people in attendance, with Skip, VK2ALR, leading the assembly of a simple frequency source using an SI 53511A module, and that was controlled by an Arduino with a small OLED screen. With that working well, the next project day on the 2nd of March will focus on the addition of a digital encoder so that the frequency can be easily changed and will be led by Fred VK2WS. This coming Wednesday, the 21st of February, is the Society's monthly meeting, where Tony VK2KZ will talk on propagation and the influence of published space weather factors, which promises to be another interesting presentation. Now, the regular Monday evening nets are at 8 p.m. on VK2RBV on 438.1125 MHz with a negative 5.4 meg offset. And that also includes a 91.5 Hz tone for access. And the net control is usually Richard VK2XRC or Bob VK2NRC. The new email reflector for members is hosted on the groups.io platform with about 70% of members registered so far. Any members who haven't yet found it yet can go to the groups.io and search for the society's name. Now, Wednesday lunchtime get-togethers continue from midday in the RSL Bistro, and these now adjourn after lunch to the Anzac Room for some practical activities. Other activities are continuing either in person and on Zoom, and see the society's website for details. Now, you can keep up to date with the Waverley Amateur Radio Society on the web at vk2bv.org. On the site, you can also find out more information about kits available, update your membership details, and use the contact form to send in any inquiries. 73 from Eric, VK2VE, Broadcast Publicity Officer.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. If you missed anything in this morning's bulletin, tune in tonight at 19:30 to the expanded VK2WI news service on all VK2WI frequencies and automated repeater relays. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to the final segment of this morning's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Birdnet, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz. And Amateur Radio Central West Group, lunchtime net, 1 p.m. on VK2RCW.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net, 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on EchoLink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz. And the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR Net, also at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. The Amateur Radio Central West Group Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RCW. The Lightning Net is at 8 p.m. on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve VK2STG. The Haddock Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net, 8 p.m. on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other Waverley activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 8 p.m. on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC net from 8 p.m. on 3543 kHz. St. George Amateur Radio Society digital net, 8 p.m. on 146.8 MHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. 7115 kHz. There's also 2 metre nets throughout the week. Check the website for details. The Hunter Radio Group net is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and on EchoLink node 1474. At 8 p.m, there's the Haddock net, 3608.5 kHz, the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net on VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Amateur Radio Central West Group net on 3653 kHz. Then the Armadale and District Amateur Radio Club net is at 8:30 p.m. on 3633 kHz.
Thursdays, Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net, 12 p.m. on VK2RMP on 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 megahertz with a minus 7 megahertz offset and a 91.5 hertz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. St. George Amateur Radio Society, 8 p.m. on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. CCARC Weekly Net from 8 p.m. on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. The West Lakes Net, 9:30 a.m, 7115 kHz. And the Amateur Radio Central West Group at 8 p.m, VK2RCW.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows Net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP and VK2RUW. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network. VK2RFS, 146.75 MHz. VK2RSE on 147.375. And VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 a.m. usually on Talk Group 3802, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM, Wison New South Wales Nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02-944-0123.
And thank you, Matt and Stuart. All right, so now a reminder that we are still seeking volunteers to continue regular news bulletins. Now, we have places across, let's try that again, we have places across a variety of roles, including many functions that can be done remotely. Now, for those who have previously expressed a desire to take part but can't make it to Dural, this is your opportunity. Now, contact the team by email to news@arnsw.org.au. And tonight's evening bulletin is at 7:30 p.m. with full local and state news plus technical features, including part two of our new series on DMR. The air announcer will be Al VK2OK with Steve VK2FSLC as engineer. Now, that's all from VK2WI News for this morning. Your announcer has been Brad, VK2NMZ, who's a human this morning. And your engineer has been Stuart, VK2BMX. Now, callbacks will be taken shortly. Now, please call back to the relay stations that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St. George Amateur Radio Society. On VK2RNC, Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. And on the Central Coast, Steve, VK2SKC, will be taking callbacks on both 6 and 2 metre repeaters at VK2RAG. Now, here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those that took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I will start with 160 metres, then move to 20, 80, 40 and 30. In engineering, Stuart will take callbacks on 10 metres, VHF and UHF frequencies, and he'll advise of the order. Now, all the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thank you for listening.